Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode. Today I'm joined by Ari Kay, who has the surname I just can't pronounce, and neither can she. She is the co-founder and chief creative officer at Suffolk. I can't even say that one either. Speakalophia.
There you go, yay!
Who implement powerful branding strategies to provide distinctive designs for maximum impact via web, mobile and or print. She's also the founder and host of Creative Women's Co, serving as a design consultant, mentor and professional peer in support of female entrepreneurs. Hey Ari, sorry for butchering your bio.
Totally cool. You know what? That's totally fine. I know I have like one of those like crazy names, so... No worries.
I thought mine was hard, you know. People always like, Ebony is really difficult for people. And sometimes I get, you know, I get called all sorts of things, from Bryony to Emily. It's very, and you know, never ever gets spelt right. But yours is challenging.
How about we say unique instead, right?
Yeah, it is unique. It's really beautiful to look at. Really, really unique. It's a mouth twister for me.
Oh yeah,
that's all. But I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy that we get to talk. I'm so happy that we get to have this conversation. Your story is fascinating, really, really interesting, and I think quite inspiring for quite a lot of people. So I'm going to start in the same way as I always start, by asking people what adulting means to them, or yeah, what being an adult is means for you.
Oh man. This question, I feel like the first thing that comes to my mind is when I left for a scholarship to Arizona. So my whole life in Bali, I grew up in the settings where a lot of the Balinese or even like Indonesian people in Indonesia, we typically live with our parents, right? Until you get married, or even sometimes, even when you're already married, you still live with your parents. So I don't ever see that as a part of adulting ever until I got a scholarship to go to US for 3 months. And there I actually realized, oh man, is this how it actually feels to be an adult? Like you have to take care of everything. There's no like direction from your mom or your dad and nobody like waking you up in the mornings. Like I was really spoiled. I realized that, gee man, I was like so spoiled. And I think like in general, after that experience, I realized that becoming an adult or like adulting in general is just really like being disciplined about yourself, like your own schedule, taking charge in what you want to do, especially when you realize that now there's no mom, there's no dad around to kind of boss you or just like give you direction and everything. You just need to take charge. And I feel like I was fortunate enough to really understand that I can do that on my own and be independent with it. So I'll leave it at that for now.
Were your parents encouraging? So you did your 3 month scholarship in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then you went back to Bali.
Yes.
But now you live in Chicago.
Yes.
So when did you make that decision to come back to the States, and were they supportive of it?
So, okay. I don't know how everybody, I guess like know about the culture in a third world country like Indonesia, right? Because I feel like it's very tight, it's very family oriented, and it's very much traditional. So me as the firstborn, like going out on my own, like leaving the family, like pursuing something that most of my family is not even pursuing, like all of them are in tourism industry, and now I'm the only one who actually pursuing my career as a designer. So I feel like I'm kind of like the black sheep in the family, but in a good way. So in a sense, my family has always been supportive about it, but I can see that they were kind of like, oh, you're our girl, like you're our firstborn, like this is going to be tough on us. But I think because they held back so much in making sure that it's not something that will hold me back in terms of like We'll support you. We'll still love you. We will miss you though. But if this is something that you really want to do, go for it. Right. So I was just like super thankful for them to give me that opportunity. And for me, from Bali to the US on that scholarship and going back to Bali and coming back to the US again, that was like a lot of, I think that there's a lot of more stories into that. Mm. It actually also involved my husband. Yeah. Back then, he was my fiance, obviously. And there's a lot of this like international travels that's going around. So between us trying to figure out where do we see ourselves in the future, and then what opportunities can we actually make for ourselves? Mm. Being born and raised in Bali, obviously, my mind is just like, okay, after you graduate from high school, graduate from university or college, you get a job, you got married, and that's the end. Or maybe you have kids and all that different stuff. The end, right? So I mean, like, okay, that's gonna be my life. But after meeting my husband, he just pretty much gave me a whole different look at the world. I was working as a graphic designer assistant in Bali, and he asked me, so Ari, I'm curious, honestly just curious, how much you actually get paid? You seem to really enjoy your work, but I'm just curious, how much you actually get paid per month? I told him, well, yeah, I do love my job. It's amazing. I got $250 per month. And then he's like, wait, do you mean you add another zero at the end, right? And he's like, are you sure you only got paid that much? And I was like, yes. And then he was like, okay, let's back up. Because I feel like you have such amazing gift, and I know that you are wanting to do more, which I did. I just didn't really realize that there is a way for me to do more. So he challenged me to go freelancing. I don't even know what that means at the time, man. But I look it up, I Google the heck out of it, and just like trying my best to absorb as many content as I can around freelancing. And when I did, I told my parents, like, mom, dad, I'm gonna quit my job. I'm gonna be my own boss. And I'm just gonna work through the internet. And I was like, what the hell are you? Like, seriously, every single decision you make is just sounds so crazy. And none of our family has ever done that before. It's just something new for them, which I get. And I guess it was just me trying to figure out things on my own, trying to be an adult here, because I really don't want to I guess it's not really a burden, but sometimes when you're in a situation where your parents work so hard and you feel that you never get enough in your life as a family, and sometimes seeing that your parents would fight over money, it feels like I don't want to be a burden in the future, right? I want to be independent, and I want to make sure that I can lead on my own and then potentially help them in the future. So it's kind of funny how it turned out now, because after all of that like conversation with my parents, like, they don't understand, where do you actually work? Like, work? Well, I work through computers. Like, what does that mean to them? It doesn't really compute to them at the time, but now that they finally understand about internet, like learning more about technology and everything, it makes a lot more sense to them now. Although the fact that actually we create the business out of like design and website and everything, it just doesn't really compute to them yet, mm-hmm. but we'll educate them bit by bit. Going back into my journey though, so after I learned about that freelancing stuff, my husband at the time was my fiance. He had to go back to Poland because he was pursuing his master's degree in Poland. And after telling my parents that he's taking me, well, basically he's going to marry me without the question mark to my parents, because he was so scared at the time. He also told my parents, like, oh, I'm also taking her to Poland. And I was like, that was a very awkward dinner. But we went through it, and I spent like pretty much 10 months in Poland learning the culture and also learning how do I create this freelance, business for myself, right? Because obviously I just learned about it like for a whole month in Bali, and then I went to Poland to just literally trying to figure out how do I now create this business on my own. So that was interesting. But then after that experience, what I would say I take on the most is that being in a new country, being in a whole different culture was just so challenging, because almost all the time, they don't speak English, right? Unless you go to some of the international part of the city or like in the group and things like that, sure, they will speak English. But it was my very first time feeling that I'm a minority. And then trying to really like understand and being very respectful to the culture, and still also trying to figure out how do I fit in this like community. So that was an interesting, I guess, like experience for me. Little did I know that we ended up going to decide that we're going to build our life and business in the US. So after like a lot of conversation and everything, we realized being in Bali and building business in Bali is just not going to work. There's not enough support system nor resources for us in Bali. So I agree that let's just move to Chicago, where he's originally from, and we'll build the business and our life there. Obviously, it's a big challenge for me because I've been living my whole family in Bali, my whole friends, my whole comfort zone in Bali, and then it's like journey into this new area, which I've never been before, nor do I know anyone else aside from him and my husband's family. So yeah, that was, I guess, like adulting 2.0 for me.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2011. I think that's almost like, what, 8 years ago?
So you left your family. You moved, you know, halfway across the world in a completely different culture, and you know, navigating a new relationship, like not a new relationship, but a quick moving relationship as well.
Yeah.
Getting married, then starting working together. So you, if this is not too nosy, you can tell me to fuck off, but how's your relationship now, right? That's a lot, right? It's a lot to be.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Like to start again as an adult, to be navigating a new culture, to have one person be your support system in a way.
Yeah.
And be running a business with that person is really full.
Yes. Oh man, I have to give my husband a big credit though, because he just like stick with me the whole time on that one. I didn't know how to drive even. I mean, like drive a car. I mean, I know how to drive a motorcycle because in Bali we drive that all the time. But because I didn't know how to pretty much like drive a car here, when I got here, I was just like trying to scour a lot of different events to just like get myself out there to get to know people. And I would ask him, like, hey, take me here, take me there, drop me here, drop me there, pick me up here. And everything. So he's just like, has been very patient with me on that. And when I get my driving license, oh my goodness, he's just like so happy. He's like, yes, now you can go journey on your own. Go take the car. I don't care where you go. It's like, that was funny. But in all honesty, though, our relationship has literally grown to a whole different level, because I didn't mention this earlier, but I've known him since I was 16, since I was in high school. But we've never met until 7 years later. and then after that, we decided to just like, hey, we just got married. How about we make our business together? I was like, great, sure, let's do it. So that was just like a really interesting challenge in its own way, because when you are with someone that you love so much and 24/7 in personal and in professional setting, it can have its own challenge. And we obviously went through that. We step on each other's toes. We're trying to tell each other what to do. It's like, I was trying to tell him what to do with code because he's a developer. And then he was trying to tell me what to do with design. Things just got so tense. And I was like, oh my God, seriously, don't tell me what to do with my own craft. But we just didn't know what best, right? Because we thought that we're in it together, and we translate that into something that, okay, we then have to be in it like together, like on each other's shoes. Not until we finally realized that we finally get a mentor, and then they tell us, okay, you two need to stop, need to create boundaries, and then separate yourself apart when you're actually working. Doesn't mean that you can't work together. You just need to be a little bit more strategic in terms of how are you working together. So now, even in our own home office, I have my own office. He has his own office. So on some projects, we will work together. A lot of the time, we actually don't work together. We have our own, like, I guess, some separation in terms of, like, responsibilities, because I don't want to deal with anything when it comes to, like, I guess, like, client proposal and everything. So he mostly handled that. He doesn't want to do with anything that involves networking, like, in person. So I handle that. I think in a sense, now it has been a better relationship professionally, right? Because we're setting those boundaries and we don't necessarily try to mix up everything together. So even when we actually are working from 9 to 5, we try our best not to talk about personal stuff and vice versa. And if we caught ourselves talking about business, maybe during dinner and everything, one of us will say, like, you know, it's not the time to say anything about that. We can catch up to that tomorrow on our business hours.
I love this. It sounds like you guys are such a team, you know, and I think, you know, the fact that you work, you know, knew each other in high school. Was that on the internet or did he come to Bali? Like, how did you meet in high school?
It was all through the internet. Believe it or not, I had an e-boyfriend when I was 16. He's not my e-boyfriend though. So I found out about him from my e-boyfriend. So it just has been like a really interesting, I guess, like, love life. If I tell you my whole love life, to be honest, I have so many stories, and I think someone can actually literally use that content to create a novel somehow. But that can be
okay. So if anyone is an incredible writer and, like, wants to write Eric, get in touch with Eric. Turn them into incredible romance novels. I'm excited about that. I love it. I love the idea that you guys, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It sounds like it's been really challenging. You've navigated huge challenges and life-changing stuff. These are big decisions, but what it sounds like is that you're really committed to the relationship, really committed to each other, and to creating a vision together, which is so cool.
Yes, and I think in a sense, we just support one another, right? Especially when you have those days when you feel like, okay, imposter syndrome is coming and you're, like, doubting yourself. And sometimes we just, like, literally cry. I was like, what the hell do I do wrong here? Is this really, like, the right path for me? Having someone who really understand your passion, your dedication, and your pretty much, like, big dreams, to be there and then support you and telling you it's just one of those days, keep pushing. You will get to where you need to be, just don't stop, right? It just, I don't know how to really describe it. It's just something that has been helping me going through my bad days, because I feel like when he is feeling the same way, I would be the one who return the favor to him and tell him, like, we're doing this together. I know you're feeling like crap right now, but there will be, like, great days ahead. There will be rainbows after all this crazy storm in our days. So let's just believe in it and then keep pushing. So
thank you, Ari. It's been so lovely talking to you. If people want to come and find out, I'm going to put the links in so that they can click through and come find you. But where's the best place for them to come find out more about you or about the Women's Co and all the stuff that you do?
I think if everyone wants to check out my website, arikrzyk.com. So I will spell that out, arikrzyzek.com. I'm sure Ivani is going to put the links in there. That would be, like, the one place that you can pretty much learn more about me and then the other ventures that I have in my journey.
Fantastic. I will do that.
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm really hoping that when I'm in Bali, I'm going to get to meet your family.
Yes. Let me know. I'll hook you up with them.
Thanks. I think you gave me your dad's number when we met. Anyway, we don't need to discuss this. Will you end? Will you end with an I'm an adult, but with me?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm an adult, but.
I'm an adult, but. I still watch cartoons, you guys. My family says it's no. When you're an adult, Ari, when you're an adult, don't watch more cartoons. Like, I actually freaking love it. Like animes and everything, animation, 3D stuff. It's amazing. Great stories. So I can't help it.
I love that. So good. Like I miss Saturday morning cartoons. I'm sure that when I was a kid, Saturday morning cartoons were on, and now I go and look for them, and they're not as good as they were when I was a kid.
Yes, I totally believe in that. Same with me, by the way. Love Saturdays and Sundays typically because they will just have like cartoons from 9 to noon. I was like, yes, glory days.
Perfect, absolutely perfect. Balinese breakfast and cartoons. What more could you want?
Hell yes.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.